This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Happy Tuesday. My name is Zoe Gabrielson, and I'm the host of Green Talks, a radio show where we talk about some of the initiatives that have been funded by the Environmental Stewardship Fee by the Student Sustainability Council here at UK. Today, my guest is Miriam Gorgian. She is working with the Von Allman Center for Entrepreneurship, and she's here to talk to us today a little bit about the sustainability pitch competition that is coming up in the fall. So, Miriam, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Zoe, for having me. Really appreciate it. As she said, I'm with the Von Allman Center for Entrepreneurship. I also work for the Office of Technology Commercialization here at the University of Kentucky. And my primary charter is to make sure that people are aware of the services we offer here on campus. We work a lot with the community as well. We work with students, staff, faculty, and anyone who has an innovative idea. So I'm the new ventures manager here at UK, and I'm excited to be a part of the collaboration with the Student Sustainability Council.
Yeah, we're really excited about it too. So just as kind of like a disclaimer, the pitch competition was my project that I sort of enlisted some folks here at UK to help out with. So I'm involved with this as well. And I'm also interviewing Miriam, so should be interesting. So first of all, Miriam, if you could tell us a little bit about the pitch competition in general. So just like tell us what it is, give us a general overview.
Sure. So as Zoe, you mentioned, the pitch competition was kind of your brainchild, actually. And we were approached by you to do some collaborative efforts with the Sustainability Council here on campus to get them involved with more of the entrepreneurial things going on in sustainability. And one of the efforts that we thought would be a great way for us to get together was have people bring in ideas around sustainability and see if we could build a pitch competition around it. So we said, sure, and we would like to come in and co-sponsor. That will happen here in October, the deadline for the application. The way to get the information is soon through our website, the Von Allman Center website, and right now it's posted in the Gatton College of Business and Economics on the television screens. And of course, people can reach out to me directly. We are co-sponsoring through the Von Allman Center the funding for the awards. If I remember correctly, Zoe, there will be two awards that we're going to give out. Three top place awards that we will help co-sponsor. And we're really excited for that. And I believe I will be part of the judging panel in the competition.
Yeah, so we're going to have a nice mix of judges. There's going to be some from the sustainability here, sustainability community. And then there's also going to be some from the business community. So we're really trying to bring together those two components with sustainability and business and to encourage people who come from one or the other and may not have thought about, you know, business if you're a sustainability person or sustainability if you're a business person to start thinking about that as a component of how we can change the world. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the steps. So steps for application and what it looks like if you're somebody who's interested. Maybe you have a startup idea, but you don't have a fully formed company. Maybe you already have a company ready to go, or you're just an interested student that wants to be part of this.
Sure. So we encourage anyone with an innovative idea around sustainability, the environment, social businesses, to come in and apply. The application process is a clickable link that is made available through the Gatton College of Business survey and the Sustainability Council's website. There's also an email blast that went out about 2 weeks ago, if I don't mistake. And there are some flyers being posted around campus that have the information to apply, as well as a QR code that people can click and apply. There are deadlines associated with the application, so the sooner you can apply, the better. There is a screening process that will be made available. The initial process is first the application and then a pitch video that will get reviewed by Sustainability Council Zoe and Megan Von Son, who are overseeing those applications. We welcome everyone who has a cool idea around sustainability to pitch it. Pitch coaching will be made available through the Von Allman Center. And of course, they can work through me. They can work through Zoe to do that. And hopefully we'll get some really great ideas.
Yeah, super exciting. So just to kind of roll that all up, if you've got your planner out, October 20th is the deadline for submitting that pitch competition video. So that's a maximum of 3 minutes. You don't have to go into all the specifics about your plan, but just give us a general overview about what you're thinking. And you can submit that before the 20th, along with up to 3 other people. So that's going to be a great opportunity for you to be considered for the finals in the competition, which are going to be in November. So start thinking about that. You know, if you're somebody who's always got a great idea, think about applying. All right. So just to kind of give us some history, you talked a little bit about how it got started, and I can discuss further what the ideation was behind it. So I have mentioned before in this show, I'm the director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council, and I'm super passionate about the environment. But as I mentioned on our show with Macy Hagen last week, I'm also a marketing major. And so business is really important to me. It's something that I like to think about as a mechanism for change. And so I had the idea of bringing those two things together and encouraging students that may typically consider themselves business students to think about sustainability as a core part of business practices, and to encourage students who are in the sustainability sphere to consider business that might be a route for them. So I approached Miriam, like she said, and I said, you know, I know that the Student Sustainability Council is a really great resource for students who are interested in creating initiatives like this one on campus. Does the Von Allman Center have any resources available? We worked together on what the budget would look like and the timeline, and we were really lucky to be funded by both the Von Allman Center and also the Student Sustainability Council. So it's been kind of a wild ride. We started this process back in February or March, I believe, and now the competition is just a couple months away. So that's really exciting. And if I can ask you a little bit, because I just mentioned the Von Allman Center, tell us a little bit more about what it is. What are some of the programs that you guys put on that might be of interest to some students who are entrepreneurial spirits?
Oh, definitely. I can share a lot about our services at the Von Allman Center. So we are physically located in the Aztec building. Stands for the Advanced Science and Technology Commercialization Center. It's connected to the engineering quad and is also the campus incubator that houses around 25 to 30 companies. They're working on various lifestyle businesses, life science businesses. That building is particularly outfitted with lab equipment. So some pretty cool stuff going on right here on campus. The Von Allman Center has been around since around 2009. We were originally funded back in 2006, and our offices were outfitted in the Aztec building. We work with clients from across the city of Lexington and focus on regional areas in Kentucky. We're funded through an Economic Development Administration grant, which is under the Department of Commerce, which allows us to do the broader outreach piece. Some of the programs in particular, our crown jewel program is the Entrepreneurs Bootcamp, which Zoe, you're very familiar with. You have been a big, big, big promoter of the program and also have a project in the program this fall. We started the program in 2015. I co-founded the program with our former director, Dean Harvey, and also our current director, Warren Nash. We are architects of its structure, and it has just grown over the last 3 years exponentially. We're really proud of it, and we see it being something of a need here on campus and across Lexington. People really want to work on their ideas, and how do they do it? How do they get started? How do they write an executive summary? How do they look at financials? Who do they talk to? Who are the players in the game? And also looking at customer discovery. So the boot camp is definitely something that anyone can join. And we're really, really proud of that. Some other services that we offer, we work a lot with our technology transfer people, working with faculty helping them understand the bridges between what they're doing in the lab potentially and how it can translate into business. So a lot of times people will say, hey, Miriam, Warren, we're doing some cool stuff here in research, but we think we really stumbled upon something that could be sold, and we will help them navigate how to do that, how to accomplish those goals. So we work a lot with what we call clients that could be researchers, students. We have staff that we work with here on campus. Education has really come under the fold as a college. Center for Applied Energy and Research, the College of Engineering, Health Sciences. I'm actually doing a talk this week to the College of Health Sciences on the services that we offer to help people understand more about their ideas coming to fruition right here on campus. And then next week, I'm doing a talk to the Center for Clinical and Translational Science on how to pitch your research. So we're seeing a lot of movement currently on how to make science more translatable to the everyday person. And probably in the next few years, that's what you're going to see researchers doing, is making it more understandable to the everyday person.
That's awesome. It sounds like there's a lot of great resources that the Von Allman Center has to offer. And just to kind of go back to the origins of this event, the Sustainability Pitch Competition, it did sort of stem from this idea that business and sustainability really can have that link factor. So as you mentioned, it sounds like there's a lot of great change that's being made by these smaller businesses, the startups, the ones that are, you know, you guys are helping to get them off the ground. And sustainability is another one of those places where innovative ideas and creativity are really changing the world. So it's exciting that we have this opportunity here at UK. So next thing we wanted to talk about, are there other conferences or events like this that are happening around the nation that you're aware of?
Conferences and events around entrepreneurship. Certainly, of course, South by Southwest is one of the biggest conferences in the world. A lot of times it's held sometimes in Austin, a lot of times out west. I personally have not been, but because people like Jay-Z and Drake, those folks, Mark Cuban, you've got Shark Tank out there that's going into, I think it's in its 12th season, something like that. There's definitely an awareness now of entrepreneurship and startup companies that we're seeing more than ever, and celebrities being a big piece of that promotion. So conference-wise, they're all over the place. We are hosting an annual, it's called the Spark Summit, of our local investment groups that will be coming together on September the 28th. That is at cost, so it's a $100 ticket, and will be held here in Lexington at the Hyatt. And link is available as an Eventbrite link on our Von Allman Center homepage, and that's vace.uky.edu for people who want to register and attend. Meet a lot of great people. There's great things happening here in Lexington.
Yeah, that's really exciting. One of the super unique parts about the pitch competition that we're talking about today is that it is free to apply as well. So this is separate from what you just mentioned. And so the pitch competition is free to all students and student teams. So that's a really exciting opportunity because, as Miriam mentioned, there's great initiatives all around the country that are bringing sustainability to the forefront when we're considering entrepreneurship, innovation. But having this available to students at UK as a student-run and student-led competition is just such an exciting opportunity. We're going to talk more about the pitch competition when we come back from a short break. All right, so I'm still here with Miriam, and we're just discussing the sustainability pitch competition that is going to be happening in November. And just as a reminder for those of you who are tuning back in, the applications for this event are open until October 20th. So we've been talking about kind of the history of this event, how it got started, and what role the Von Allman Center has played. I'd also like to talk about the role that the Student Sustainability Council has played in this project. So as many of you probably know, if you're listening to this show where we talk about projects that have been funded by the Student Sustainability Council, you know that with a budget of around $200,000 each year to fund student initiatives. The SSC has made some amazing impact here at UK's campus. And so this event has been made possible both by the Von Allman Center providing the prize funding and by the SSC providing a lot of those overhead costs. So we're going to be able to provide breakfast and lunch for all conference participants, and t-shirts and all kinds of good stuff for people that come on out to our conference. And so that's a really amazing opportunity, because without the support of these two organizations, we really would not have been able to get this done. And just as a reminder to all students who might be thinking, you know, oh, I don't know if this project is something that I'm going to be able to do, or I'm going to be able to make this happen. That was the first thought I had when I was considering proposing this idea to the SSC as well. But eventually I realized that pretty much anything is possible when you have some people on your team that can help you get things done. All right, so moving on from that, let's talk about who can attend. So I know we've said that 10 teams are going to be chosen as finalists to compete in the one-day pitch competition event in November. Are there any restrictions? I know that at least one student per team has to be from UK, but other than that, can anyone apply?
Anyone can apply. We highly encourage people who are faculty, staff, come in and bring an idea. You never know, as Zoe mentioned, what you can achieve by just putting it out there. And I think that's just part of the process, is see what sticks. Go through the application process, put a video together, and bring a student on board. This is really meant to kind of showcase what efforts are being done here on campus with sustainability and how people have really cool ideas. It's going to be on a Saturday, so parking won't be as big of a challenge, hopefully, and we'll have food, as Zoe mentioned. We'll have some giveaways, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you don't lose anything by putting yourself out there. If anything, you're going to learn a lot, meet a lot of cool people, like-minded people who just want to talk about innovation and figure out solutions to real problems, and in conjunction with that, hopefully start a cool business.
Yeah, definitely. And we are going to have a lot of people from the community there as well. So our panel of judges is being selected to maximize the impact that they're going to be able to have on all the participants. It's really an exciting experience because we do have folks from the sustainability community and the business community, as Maria mentioned. Some other great things that are going to be happening: we'll have an SSC table set up at the event. So if you are interested in that, we'll be able to talk to you more about some of the opportunities available there. And you can learn from some people both in Gatton and the sustainability community who are making big waves, and talk to some of your peers about the initiatives that they're interested in, and just generally get to know more about how you can get involved on campus or how you can make your business dream a reality. So what would you say would be the biggest benefit of somebody to attend?
Definitely the connections, and just being in the room with people who are highly, highly driven, people who want to talk about the impact that they're making here in Lexington, and knowing more about the resources that are available. I've been to so many of these events, put them together, and every time I meet somebody new, someone that I didn't know who was a big, big piece of our community, helping make huge strides in getting businesses off the ground, helping mentor. A lot of times we'll meet people in the financial sector who can help startups understand, you know, business does have to have a sustainable business model, and that typically goes back to funding. And so translating those pieces for people who don't have a business background is really not that difficult. I personally don't have a business background, but going through the process of learning what entrepreneurs need, how they think, and being in a room full of them, I think puts you in a great position to help you grow that mindset. And I see Lexington definitely in culturally going that direction.
Yeah, that's so true. I know we've got so many excellent local and small businesses here that are really thriving in this sort of hotbed of innovation. There's so many passionate individuals here who love supporting local businesses, and I think that that's going to be something that translates over to the competition. So we've talked a little bit about how people can apply. Can you just remind us again how that works, and where people can find that information if they're not a student in Gatton who got the listserv?
Definitely. So we will be posting this link to the application on our website. That should be up soon. It's also available on the TV screens in the Gatton College of Business. We're working on sending out another email reminder blast. There are flyers being posted around campus. Also, I encourage students, especially staff, faculty, mention this to your deans. Mention this to the people in the colleges and tell them about it, because word of mouth is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than any email. And of course, message me. My email address is mariamgorgian@uky.edu. I'm a very, very searchable person on the internet. So you just look for me on LinkedIn. You can find me there posting things. Zoe is great about posting things on LinkedIn. Facebook, I believe Sustainability Council does have a presence.
Yes,
so, on Facebook.
Yeah, we do. We have a Student Sustainability Council Facebook page. You can message that. It'll go right to me. So if you have any questions and you'd like those answered about the sustainability pitch competition, you are, as always, welcome to call in to WRFL for the next 30 minutes, so from 2 to 3. And that number is 859-257-9735. And then if you have a question that hits you when you're trying to go to bed tonight and you just want to ask me, go ahead and message us on Facebook. And then keep an eye out for those posters, because as Mariam said, they will be around campus and distributed by several of the listservs for the colleges. So one of the really cool things about this project that I like to talk about is the fact that it is student-run. And so student-run projects are one of those things that, you know, people talk about, but it's so exciting when you get to see something that is being led by students, because not only is this competition open to student teams, so teams that have to have at least one student, which is, again, maximizing that student impact, but it's also being organized by students, which is so much fun. It's so cool. I am a student. One of my the people that's helping me with organizing this project, Megan, she's also a student, and she's a superstar. She's so great and helping me a lot. And the two of us have been able to really get a lot done with collaborating with other people on campus, whether that be faculty or staff or other students, and then also working with getting the word out about this event and encouraging people to apply, because it's definitely one of those things that's maybe a once in your college career kind of an opportunity, although hopefully we'll have it again next year. So Mariam, what have been some of the biggest challenges that we've had so far with planning this project?
That is a great question, Zoe. I would say, of course, timing is always a challenge. Making sure picking the right date where people are going to come to an event that doesn't, of course, overlap with the holiday. The good thing about the date that we selected, it is a reminder, November the 11th. It kicks off
November 10th.
November 10th. My bad. Okay, November 10th. Scratch that. So, it will lead into Global Entrepreneurship Week here in Lexington, which is a full week of events, free, open to the public. Many, many of those events during the week are free. They're cross-pollinated between UK campus, downtown. We have a downtown office through the Von Allman Center. Eric Hartman, he is part of our team, and we help run the Global Entrepreneurship Week events. We work with tons of strategic partners. We work with the Chamber of Commerce, Commerce Lexington. The city gets involved. We work with a lot of different entrepreneurs. So I think that timing the sustainability pitch competition was definitely something that really had to be considered. And I think talking with Zoe and working through that process was definitely not so much a challenge, but had to really think through the benefits, reaping the real benefits of having it on a weekend, on a Saturday, as we know we love our football and all of our fall festivities. But the good news is real ideas win real cash, and there is real, real money behind this competition.
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a second. So the prize for this particular competition is no chump change. It's $1,000 for the first place applicant who is selected at the one-day competition. And so that's money that you can really use to start this business. And that's what we're encouraging. So if you have this amazing idea, but maybe you've never thought about ways that you could fund it or how you could really get it going because you just didn't have that seed money to get you started, this is such a great opportunity for you to go ahead and find that from you know, just one day of an investment. I think that's a pretty good return.
Yeah.
And then our second place prize is going to be $750. And our third place prize is going to be $250. And so we encourage people to apply early so that you can get that video in and start thinking more about what your formal presentation is going to look like. So it is going to go from being like a 1 to 3 minute pitch that you're going to submit online as a video and do a more formal pitch in person during that one day event. And you'll be able to get feedback from the judges on your idea so that you could potentially apply again next year. You'll also be able to talk to some people about ways that you can improve or some things that you did really, really well. So I'm super excited to see what kind of projects will be submitted. I know I've already talked to a couple of people that have some really great ideas that are in the boot camp that would be super great applicants. And anybody, as I've mentioned before, is encouraged to apply. And so please keep in mind that that is going to be on November 10th, but the deadline to submit your pre-screening application is October the 20th. So don't get those 2 days mixed up. And so just to wrap it all up, don't feel intimidated. You can call in at 859-257-9735 if you're interested in learning more about this, or if you just want to say something and call up WRFL. And Marian, it's so great talking to you today. If you want to tell everybody one more time what it is that the Von Amen Center does, and if they want to contact you, how they can do that, that'd be great.
Thank you, Zoe. Thank you for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. Again, Von Amen Center for Entrepreneurship, we are here to help people get their ideas off the ground. Located in the Aztec building, I'm in room 107. You can reach me at my email address, mariamgorgian@uky.edu. And I'm here to definitely help provide pitch coaching, help you navigate through the waters that are innovation, ideas, and business. And the ecosystem here in Lexington is amazing. So there's not just the Von Amen Center. There are all kinds of resources and people here to help. So we encourage that. And again, Zoe, thank you for being a huge part of the Sustainability Student Council and inviting me to come here today. You have done a lot of really hard work, and it doesn't go unnoticed. So my hat's off to you.
All right, everybody, thank you for listening to Green Talks. It is a weekly interview show every week on Tuesdays from 2 to 2:30. The rest is going to be music. I really appreciate you guys all tuning in, and don't forget to keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to wrfl.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.